All right, let's pray. Great conversation with Kevin Turley. I'm grateful for him. I want to pray for him and his ministry and his vocation and his family, his wife. Good man. It's just we have such wonderful people that stop by these studios and join us on the air to give us a perspective at life and on our faith. I want to pray for protection for you from the wickedness, from the snares, from the deceptions of the evil one. Especially at this time where occult activity really is high. This is kind of the high holy day for witches and for the occult. And we'll pray for your kids and we'll just ask for protection over this country as well. All right, we need conversion in this country. I'm going to pray for that, for our world leaders, and of course for you and me. We all have struggles, right? We all have concerns. We're all praying for certain people that we love, and we all have those intentions in our hearts. So let's pray for one another right now. We'll ask God for his great mercy, and we'll pray for those miracles. All right, and you can get in, as I said. I see the lines are already pretty much filled up. Maggie, by the way, is monitoring Twitter. So sometimes you can't get through on the phone lines. There's only so many phone lines that we have here. You can post your Twitter intention at Drew Mariani Show. That's at Drew Mariani Show. You can also go to at Drew Mariani, follow me there, and, of course, our Facebook page and so much more. But let's pray for you today. All right, let's pray for you today. A lot of different intentions coming in. Let me see if I can get over to my show email very quickly as I talk to you. I'll see if I can multitask at the same time. There was another answered prayer I just saw before walking into the studio. I don't know if I can dig it up that quickly. For somebody who is missing that has been found, I think this is it. Hey, Drew, I wrote to you last week about my niece who's pregnant with a little girl who had serious issues. They went to Boston today, 5 hours of extensive testing. Well, I just want to report a healing. The doctors say they cannot find anything wrong. They're saying the baby is fine, end quote. There is no explanation, end quote. Thank you for your prayers, and thank God for this miracle. Judah, thank you. I'm grateful for you writing that. I know a lot of other prayers have come in. There was another one. I don't have time to dig through all the emails that are here. With somebody who went missing, we've been praying for several people who've been either been abducted or lost or something maybe nefarious has happened. And quite often there's that charism with people returning, being set free as a result of these prayers. I want to pray for those who are in the bondage of sin. That's those who have been, enslaved in sin. And don't even say it. They're living immoral lives today. That God will be merciful to them and break those chains. Maybe it's your loved one. That's not where they should be and not living in right order with God. Let's pray for them. And I really believe that God hears these prayers. This is a prayer that God wants to answer. And if we pray with enough faith and enough trust and we pray together with one voice, graces are going to reach that soul in your life. I'm convinced of it. I've got extended family. I got family members I pray for. So I'm going to join you in that prayer. Let's begin right now, okay? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls. And the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we will take our first call today. Carol is praying with us in Bellingham, Massachusetts. Hey, Carol, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Drew, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. I called you once before, but I didn't get to speak to you personally. I married my husband at 19, and I'm 75. And a couple of years ago, he asked for a divorce, and he married a neighbor down the street, not sacramentally. So he's still my husband,
Amen.
And we talk. And my heart's broken, and it's broken up our family unbelievably. Even though we were dysfunctional before, at least we functioned. And the other thing is my son just now left my house to go grocery shopping for me. We lived together. I kept my house in the divorce so we'd have a roof over our head. But the money's running short, and it's $100 every couple of days for this, that, and the other thing. But he said to me as he left, he says, "Mom, I don't want anything to do with people anymore. Nobody's any good. Nobody, his friends have left him and blah, 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 blah." And he said to me, "You're the only one I have anything to deal with, Mom." He says, "If something happens to you, I'm just going to take a bunch of pills and that will be the end of it. And in all honesty, I don't know what I get up for in the morning either, because I suffer from anxiety and depression most of my life, but at least I was able to control it before. But with Tommy gone, my husband, and my other son alone in Hopkinton, Massachusetts, I'm scared, and I don't know how to handle all of this.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I want my husband, I want my family back together, and I know God can raise the dead, and I believe he can raise my family.
Amen.
And bring my sons.
Well, Carol, please. First of all, I'm glad you got through today, and I know people's hearts are touched right now by your tears and by your cry. You're a woman of faith. You know, you are a woman of faith. I believe that. And you're right. Christ can raise the dead. He can certainly bring about conversion. He can certainly do that. And I have no doubt that that is the case in the case of your husband, case of your son. Let's pray right now. You're suffering. You know, I know your heart is broken. You're suffering in unimaginable ways. I pray to God to never have to walk the path that you're walking. You know, but your suffering plays a special role in entreating God's mercy. And St. Faustina wrote about this in her diary. You know, the Lord told her, he asked her to join her suffering, her mortifications, to her prayer. And he says that suffering plays a special role in entreating my mercy. He says, there's one price at which souls are bought. He says, that is suffering united to my suffering on the cross. Every conversion of a sinful soul demands sacrifice. It's diary entry 961. I want you to take all the pain you have in your heart right now. I want you to unite it to that of the Lord on the cross. And just say, "Lord, I trust in you. I am giving you this broken heart. I am giving you my husband. I am giving to you my family. I'm giving to you my son." And go ahead and trust that the Lord, as he raised the widow's son, right? As he worked those miracles you're so aware of, that he'll work those miracles in your life. You know, he told St. Faustina, he says, "My daughter, help me. Help me to save souls. Join your sufferings to my passion." That's what I want you to do, okay? And he told her, this is what he told to Faustina, and this message goes for all of us. It goes for you in particular. He says that she would save more souls through her prayer and her suffering than a missionary through his teachings and sermons ever could. So right now, Lord, I just pray for this brokenhearted mother, 76 years old, her wayward husband. And I pray for all those who are suffering broken hearts, division, divorce, whose children are suicidal, where there's addiction, dysfunction. And I know you hear these prayers. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to pray, to intercede. I'm so grateful for the promise and this devotion of divine mercy. And I'm so grateful for the miracles that are about to unfold. So I pray with great confidence, great trust, for these conversions and these answered prayers. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Michelle in Marathon, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew and Maggie. I'm calling in with a prayer of thanksgiving.
All right.
Yesterday you prayed for Taylor Hackle, who was missing.
Oh, yeah.
And praise be to God, she's been found.
Oh, wow. Wow. Praise God. That's great.
Yes. She's in another country. Wow. It's a very scary situation.
Yeah.
But we are thanking God today that Amen. She will be coming safely home. So I want to thank and pray for all the people that prayed for her through the chaplet and all the prayer chains that were started on Facebook and everywhere. And I just pray that, you know, the evil that happened with this will be exposed and just give thanks to God.
Well, Michelle, first of all, thanks for calling in so promptly and letting us know. I know a lot of people pray for that. Again, it's a beautiful testimony to the power of this prayer and God's mercy. And we'll pray for whatever healing she needs, and we will pray for whatever justice needs to ensue. We'll also pray for her family and for all those right now, Lord, who are missing loved ones, whether it's a civil alert, an Amber alert, an abduction, whatever it may be, those children who have run away. Lord, bring families together, bring them home, bind the evilness of Satan who wants to attack the family, bring division. But we pray in thanksgiving. I pray in thanksgiving for another answered prayer through this chaplet. And again, this bizarre charism that this chaplet seems to have for those who have been lost or missing. We give you thanks, Lord, for answering all of our prayers as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. And on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Next call comes from Belgrade, Montana. Before we jump over there, though, let me bring Maggie on. Maggie's monitoring the Twitter and all those intentions that are coming in. It's at Drew Mariani Show. You can put those intentions on our Twitter page. Maggie will share them with everyone. Follow me at Drew Mariani. And when God answers these prayers, like that abducted child being released or found, you know, when those marriages are restored, when the cancer diagnosis comes back and the doctors say, hey, I don't know what happened to the tumor, write to me, drew@relevantradio.com. Send me an email, drew@relevantradio.com. And in the byline, just put an answered prayer, all right? So I can see it, and I can rejoice with you and share it with so many others about God's goodness and the power of this prayer. Maggie May, what's coming in?
Drew, I just want to lift up someone called yesterday during the show. Her name was Mariah. She said that we had prayed a while back for a little boy named Brady, 13. He was sick, and she wanted to thank us for many other answered prayers, but unfortunately, young Brady passed away, so
wow.
she wanted to lift him up. So I wanted to mention that. Robin's asking for prayers for the soul of her husband, Eric. She says today is the 10th anniversary of his passing, and she just wants to lift up her family. Meritus has an answered prayer. She says, I asked for prayer for my mom, Amen. Marita. Her platelets were at 24,000, and yesterday, finally, they were at 116,000. She successfully got her bone marrow biopsy.
Oh, wow.
She's doing well today.
Praise God.
Yeah, I thought that was
That's
wonderful.
That's great. That is good. So much suffering, so much sickness. You know, I think of people who are going through chemo. I want to pray for Sister Brittany Harrison, if you're listening, Sister. We're praying for you. She's got some needs that she wants to pray for. And for anybody right now that has health issues, Lord, I just ask for healing, for a reprieve even. You can have some vitality and mobility and some liberty and freedom back. It's just, we ask that. I know suffering is a grace. It's a gift. it's an opportunity to grow closer to the Lord. But I don't know. Sometimes you just want reprieve. I have nothing to complain about at all. I mean, I'm so grateful for God and His mercy. But I was under the weather earlier in the week, and when your health goes, I mean, you really take for granted. You take for granted what a blessing good health actually is. So Lord, I pray for health for all united to me. Let's go to Belgrade, Montana now. Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for joining me.
You bet, Drew. This is your buddy, Dan. Anyway, three important dates coming up. Tomorrow is 45th anniversary with my wife.
Great.
And we have two birthdays, one on the 5th and one on the 9th. And I will be 70 years old. Just want to thank God for all of that. I mean, just like everybody else, we got a whole lot of calamity, but still, I just want to thank God.
Well, happy birthday to you,
Dan.
Happy birthday. That's great. And
thank you.
Tomorrow's your wedding anniversary, huh? So blessings for you on that as well. Let's pray for you right now. All right. We'll lift you up. We'll add you to these other intentions and for all those intentions that I know you probably have in your heart. Lord, I unite Dan to all who are now united to me in this beautiful prayer. Be merciful to us. Hear our prayers. You know, the prayers that we now present to you for others and those who've asked us to pray for them. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Kelly in Neenah, Wisconsin. Thanks for waiting. You are on the air. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Good afternoon. I just want to play for a family friend who passed away on Monday, for her, the repose of her soul, and to God have mercy on her, and that she's able to be in eternal life with him. And then also for a young mother, Maria, who was diagnosed with severe ovarian cancer. I'm asking for God to heal her of her cancer so she can live a long life with her children and family.
Yeah, well, we will lift that up. You've called before, haven't you, Kelly? I kind of remember Neenah, Wisconsin. Were you praying for the restoration of your marriage? Did your husband leave you, or what was the story there? It's kind of vague.
No, that was I've never actually spoken to you before, but I have called.
Okay, well, let's pray for you right now. Okay, I want to lift you up. It just came to my heart too, and Lord, we pray for all these beautiful intentions that Kelly has brought forward, and I pray against cancer. It's one of the intentions that come in every day, that and conversion. Over and over again, we hear these prayers. We pray for those who've gone before us. And Lord, I just give you Kelly. I give you her family. I give you, Marsha, all those who are on hold right now, Cynthia, Jean, Janet, Chris. And I just give you all their intentions as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, it's good to see Omaha, Nebraska online. Janice, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. I just would like prayers for our country, for that God may have mercy on our country.
Yeah.
And for myself, I have macular degeneration and I'm losing my sight, and I really would like it to stop. I really would like to be able to see. and thank you.
No, you got it. What beautiful prayers. Lord, I do pray for our country. I pray for peace in the world. I pray for the conversion of our own leaders, those foreign leaders, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. And I pray for just the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of war, the spirit of division, just to be vanquished, that you allow your mercy. You said the world will have no peace until it turns with trust to your mercy. I just ask for your mercy, that we can have a real conversion of heart. I want to pray for Janice in particular. It has to be terrifying to have glaucoma or macular degeneration or something that threatens your vision. And I just pray right now that her vision improves from this moment forward, from the result of these unified prayers. You stop the degeneration of those eyes. And I pray for anyone right now that's having vision problems. And I really ask you to heal the eye, that there be many, many miracles. I want to pray for those too. I have a woman who calls often who's suffering hair loss. I want to pray for all those who are undergoing hair loss, those suffering depression, those suffering anxiety, those with suicidal ideations, those thinking about abortion right now, those thinking about harming themselves or taking their own life. Steve in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Drew. To add to that, my beautiful daughter's birthday is next week, and she has an eye issue too. I would like to add her to that, that last one. But my beautiful friend Patty has been battling cancer for a few years now, and she's down at University of Pennsylvania, and having all kind of difficulty beating whatever this latest thing is with fluid on her heart and her lungs. I would like for her to get an answer for this, and hopefully it's a cure. For our Deacon Dominic from our parish, who was buried today out of our church, and also for our wonderful Phillies. I think I'm the first one in the call-in, so we
are
the Houston people, and so we get it.
That's so funny. I've got a daughter in Houston, but I have Philly blood running in me. You know, I watched the Phillies for years, and Philadelphia's got a great year, don't they? They've got a 6-0 football team, the Eagles, and those Phillies, it's going to be a tough game. Game one of the World Series tonight, if you want to catch it. It should be a lot of fun. Go Phillies. I'm rooting Phillies. Sorry, Houston.
You have a championship train.
Yeah, there you go. It'll be fun. All right, well, Steve, let's pray. Let's pray for safety, too, for all those who have to travel. And Lord, we give you our hearts. I give you every one of Steve's intentions there, those battling cancer, those having difficult times, Lord. Give you those who are really struggling financially. These are tough times. These are really difficult times. I give you the crosses of our life. You know them. All is permissible in your will, Lord. So we just submit ourselves to it, and you can eradicate and change and convert our situation in a heartbeat. So give us the grace and the fortitude to carry the crosses of life. But we also ask again, I'm asking today just for real reprieve, real blessing, and real change of course for so many. In diary entry 1128, Faustina wrote one line that always struck me. And the line was this. She simply said, the chaplet, this prayer, right, that we pray, it's a wonderful prayer to invoke God's help for any intention, is what she wrote. Any intention, whether you want it to rain or whether you don't want it to rain, right? Whether you're battling cancer, whether you're seeking finances, whether you can't find the car keys, whether the dog is lost, whether the husband's not faithful, you can pray this prayer, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, for any intention. So let's pray right now, okay? I know there's so many intentions that aren't even never voiced here. Lord, I ask you to hear our united voice as your children. We stand on these wonderful promises that you've given to us. And with hearts full of love and trust and confidence, we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Our Lady Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escrivá,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
Father Seraphim Mikalenko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
And Saint Jude, patron saint of the impossible, whose feast day it is today,
pray for us.
Pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hey, quick programming note. Speaking of Saint Jude, right? If I have a chance, maybe I'll talk to you a little bit about him. Next week, is it November 1st, Maggie? November 1st, right? Feast of All Saints. So your mic's on, right? People can hear, right? So
no, November 1st is All Saints, and November 2nd is All Souls.
Okay, so November 1st, I'm going to be doing a. We're actually relevant setting up a fantastic programming line, a little bit different that day. It's going to be a day full just of stories and fun and information. We're doing a day dedicated to the souls, to the saints, I should say. And I'm going to be doing a segment on the saints of the impossible. And there are several of those. Saint Jude is one of those, of course. Saint Philomena, Saint Rita, and a whole lot of others. But I'll give you a look at some really cool saints that you may never have heard about, some that are attached to divine mercy. It'll be a great day. All my colleagues are going to be doing it, from John Morales early in the morning, straight up through Tim Ree late at night. So I'll be sure and tune in. I'm going to take a short pause. When we come back, and you can get in on this next segment too. I'd love to hear from you, in fact, on it. Is your home haunted, right? Did you have weird stuff going on? Are objects moving? Is there coldness in certain rooms? Is there division or anger in the house? Did you move into a home where there was suicide or perhaps murder? I'm going to take a look at not just that phenomena, you know, but I want to talk about the importance of having your home blessed, the importance of using sacramentals in them, and certain objects and activities you should get rid of. There was a weird disturbance in the home of my sister, who did a lot of international traveling. When I come back, I'll share with you what the mystic Maria Esperanza told her to do. Don't go away.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/forester.
Yeah, so I said, you there is something definitely there. The lights would flicker in the bathroom, and then I would go over there to take a closer look. And the moment I got to the bathroom, it would stop flickering. I did bless the house, but you know, again, things were happening afterwards. The rods were swinging back and forth, there was oil coming down her blinds, there were footprints that appeared around her. I was there for 4 hours, and the last 2 hours, all these different phenomena were happening.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That was audio from an exorcist, a priest, telling a real life encounter he had of a home in Indiana where he was called to exorcise the home. It was locally dubbed, because of how horrifying it was, as the portal to hell. It really was so, the possession there was so bizarre, they actually had to destroy the home after he went in. Crazy stuff, really just bizarre stuff. And I'm not here to scare you, but it is, I like to call it Halloween week. We're on the eve of the Halloween weekend, and I know a lot of people like to go to haunted homes, right, or go to cemeteries, and I would warn against that type of activity, personally. I really would. I don't think you want to dabble, conjure, entertain, divine. I don't think you want to do that in the spirit world. Don't go to mediums. Don't have your fortune tell. Don't play with tarot cards or have a seance. Don't play with a Ouija board. All right? That's just a warning from you. Coming up, in fact, in just a few minutes, you're going to hear the story of a man named Bob Kramer. When he was a young boy, he had was drawn to a property. And just when his family decided to move back to the area, it went up for sale, and he thought, hey, man, this would be great. I want to purchase this house, right? He always dreamed of owning it. This was in Pittsburgh. And he bought this home with his family, and when he went in, the family began experiencing strange phenomena. Objects in the home started to move on their own. They would hear ghostly footsteps in the middle of the night, somebody walking around. They'd go and look, nobody would be there. There would even be unsettling moaning sounds. And what ended up happening, it gradually increased in its intensity, in its frequency, in its violence. It escalated to assaults. Most disturbingly, the walls themselves began to bleed, right? So this guy called in shamans to try to exorcise whatever it was. He called in the Protestant minister who, when recognizing the gravity of the situation, ended up calling he knew the Catholic Church was the only one that had the authority, the power to deal with this. And Bob and Lisa and their four children were under attack from a malicious demon that was conjuring up just terrifying manifestations in this place. The way that story ends, you have got to listen to. Bob Kramer will share what I call a Halloween classic coming up at the top of this next hour. So you can stay tuned to a true story of an evil presence that tormented a family in the epic spiritual battle that ensued. That's coming up. And it made me think, as I knew this story was coming up, what about you? What about your home? Have you ever encountered something like this? Have you ever encountered haunting, bumps in the night, objects moving, coldness? Maybe you moved into an old home. Maybe you know there was a murder there or a suicide. Maybe there has been a spirit in that home for a long time and people have just gotten used to it. A couple things I do want to talk about, and Father Charlie Becker is going to be with me in just a second here. If you go to Scripture, you know, for centuries, the church experience from theology, you know, they often teach purgatorial souls can occasionally send signs, you know, of Padre Pio and many souls that have come to visit them. Our lady in a very famous apparition, she once said that it happens that God permits these souls, these purgatory souls, to manifest themselves in different ways, close to their relatives on earth in order to remind men of the existence of purgatory and to solicit their prayers to come close to God, who is just and good. But what about haunted houses? Is there a connection to purgatorial souls? Or is it demonic? Or is there something else? My next guest, I always enjoy talking to, Father Charlie Becker, a wonderful priest from the Diocese of Chicago, Illinois. He's been with me several times in the past, especially around this time of year. He's got some amazing stories. He was sharing with me during the break about the first time he ever bound a spirit. He was in a home where there was a disturbance for decades. He joins me today. Father, it's great to have you back. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Good to be with you. Thanks.
I am delighted to have you here. Yeah, you've got to share that story with everyone. That might be a good place to start, and then we can go through some of the things we can do to protect ourselves, how to discern this, sure, and so much more.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. I remember, you know, our own exorcist in Chicago, who is now an auxiliary bishop, he said, well, at least, Charlie, you'll go to these houses that need a blessing from time to time when he gets, a call for help. He says a lot of priests are nervous about doing that. I said, well, yeah, I've gotten a little bit comfortable with that. I said, but if it actually comes down to an actual person, you and I are going to have to go out for a cup of coffee and talk more about this.
Yeah, right.
What to do. But this particular story that I mentioned to you a little bit earlier was a home that probably about for 40 years or maybe 50 years, a fella's sister had played with some kind of a demonic kind of thing. I went into the house with a person who has a gift for discernment, like she'll receive a vision and or a word about what brought in the activity. But anyway, this demon when we started. We went down to the basement where we just kind of began blessing the house. And she said, oh, no, there's a pentagram under this wall-to-wall carpet. Wow. And she says, we can't take the carpet up. So just put salt, bless salt down on this spot. And then she said the demon would go from the basement up the stairs, through the kitchen, across the living room, and into this fella's sister's room. Now, this was like 50 years ago. And then it would come back, go through the living room to kitchen, back down to the basement. And it would be this path. And it would continually go just from that bedroom down to the basement, through the kitchen, and back and forth, for 40, 50 years. Wow. And this is what this mystic saw, what the problem was. So we did the blessing of the whole house. And when we got to the bedroom, and she said, because the girl had played with you know, putting that pentagram, I don't know what she actually did with it. But she said, when we're in the bedroom, she says, Father Charlie, now bind the demon. And I looked at her and I said, Colleen, I've never binded a demon in my life. I don't know what to do. What do I do? She says, just bind the demon. In Jesus' name, bind the demon. And so I just said, in Jesus' name, I bind the demon that's oppressing this house and send it to the foot of the cross forever. And I said that. She says, now say it again. Say it three times. And so I did. And she said, it's gone. I go, really? And that was the extent of it. We blessed the rest of the house and the property, which was a couple of acres around the perimeter of the property, with blessed salt and holy water. And she said, oh, Father Charlie, you should see all around the gutter of this ranch home, which was kind of a big ranch home. There's angels sitting on the roof now. Wow. And so when someone has a gift like that, the exorcist of Chicago says, oh, that's really a special treat, because then we know exactly what to kind of go after and how to pray against it. So I've just had a little bit of experience with this. Certainly nothing I learned from school in the years when hardly anybody believed in any of this stuff. But, you know, for me, when I came to believe and appreciate our Blessed Mother's apparitions, especially in Medjugorje for me, after some 60 trips, yep, you begin to see where our Blessed Mother, during an apparition, there's usually a manifestation of the evil in one or two people that begins to come out. And it's just, he gives it away every time. That must really mean she's here, because yep, he can't stand it, and he's thrashing and mad. So when you enter into that mystical world, and many priests and Catholics aren't necessarily, but when you get pulled into it, like you mentioned earlier, by dabbling with witchcraft or Ouija boards or Reiki or even yoga, yeah, different things, even American Indian design rugs have certain kinds of stitching and incantations prayed into the design. And I mean, you know, unless you know, you want to be careful of that kind of stuff, yeah, you know.
I want to grab a few calls for you, Father, too. And Joe and New Jersey and Hope and everyone else, we'll grab all your calls, okay, coming up here. The number to get in is 888.
Can I mention one more?
Sure.
Can I mention one more? Okay, real quickly. There's a lot of these haunted house shows on TV. And again, this gal who has this mystical gift, we went and blessed the house, and she had manifestations down in her beauty parlor. This was the daughter of the mom and the daughter lived there, and the daughter had a little baby out of wedlock. But they used to watch those shows, and Colleen said, tell them not to be watching those, because the curiosity of the evil can often just bring that in. And so it had been brought into the house. So I blessed the house, and everything was fine for about a month. I said, now, you know, do you go to church on Sunday? They said, no. I said, well, you know, you need to go to church. You can't be, if you enter back into mortal sin of any kind, you know, because your home has been weakened by the evil one, even though it's gone, it's going to look for a way to get back in. And so a month later, she comes back to a church that I was helping out. And she said, Father, can you bless the house again? It's back. I said, well, are you going to church on Sunday? She said, well, no. I said, well, this is ridiculous. I mean, you know, this isn't going to do any good unless you make some kind of a commitment. And so that's, you know, Father Ripperger, who really is our go-to guy, I think, with all of these things today. He's just remarkable. Said 90% of these manifestations, of the, you know, lesser manifestation, but manifestations nonetheless, would go away if people would just return to the sacraments of confession and Holy Communion on Sunday. Wow. If people just went back to church on Sunday, 90% of this stuff would be gone.
Well, Father, hold the thought. I'm going to take a short break. Okay, when we come back, sure, we'll talk more. If you want to get in, I literally only have Father Becker probably another 10 minutes or so. If you want to share your story, maybe you've got a question or a concern about something that's going on in your home. We're talking about these disturbances. What do you do if you have them? What's the best way to protect your home and your loved ones? We'll dive into that and more right after this.
The Drew Mariani Show. Relevant Radio. Stay with us. It's Halloween week.
This hour is sponsored by Creative Planning. How is your Catholic faith influencing your financial future? More info, including disclosures at creativeplanning.com/Catholic Focus.
The Drew Mariani Show. It's Halloween week. The Drew Mariani Show.
On Relevant Radio.
Don't play with us, Daddy.
Can you be a Catholic and believe in ghosts? Get connected to this and more. It's Halloween week.
Yeah, a lot of people love to go to the cemetery, go to an old abandoned home where it's alleged to be haunted, or even haunted homes. Is it okay to do those things? I believe hauntings are real. I've had my own run-ins with encounters, and I'm sure you have too. And I'll take your calls. If you're on hold, I'll love to get you. The number here is 888-914-9149. We're speaking to Father Charlie Becker. Father Becker, let me start with a story, then we'll grab a call or two quickly here. I remember you talk about blessing a home and that pentagram being beneath the floor. When you go in, you really need to have your home blessed. You need to use sacramentals in it. I remember hearing the story of a couple, young couple. They move into this home, right? The husband is totally in love with his wife. His wife's in love with them. They've got a young child. And it's a small little place, and the man moves in, and all of a sudden, after a couple of weeks, his personality starts to change. He starts to get very angry. The spirit of anger seemed to be in this place. And you know, the wife didn't understand what was going on. She thought maybe it's stress at work, maybe it's the stress of the move. That can be pretty stressful, but it continued to progress. And in this one room, this living room, that it was attached to the kitchen, that's where the fights would break out. And it was also there that at night when they were sitting there watching television, they'd feel coldness. They thought it was a draft, but it was more than just that. So after about a month, they're ready to break this wall down. They were going to extend the kitchen. And as the construction workers come in and they start ripping down the drywall on it, they find hidden behind the boards in the wall a Ouija board. So they got rid of that Ouija board. They ended up having the thing burned, and they realized that was kind of a magnet for the spirit of anger and division that was in the home. And I could see how it could ultimately really progress. That's why I think when you move into a home, when you go to a place, whatever, even your own home, if there seems to be a spirit of division or addiction or anger or lust, spirit of pornography, many people say pornography opens the door. It's a portal for spirits to enter as well. Very quickly before we take these calls. Critical to bless that home and to use sacramentals in the home?
Sure. And if there's some kind of a cursed object on the property, it really won't cease until that object is taken off the property or out of the house and off the property. And how to know that if it's something buried in a wall? I mean, it would have to come from prayer or for somebody who has a gift, a mystical gift to know that. I remember it was Father Gabriel Amorth in Rome, who they had some kind of a problem with some villa in Italy. And after having just renovated it, and they had blessed it several times and nothing was happening. And they brought in a sensitive, they call him a mystic who can discern that. And in prayer, she said, take down that wall or open the wall. And they just finished renovating the whole thing. And so they did. And there was some kind of an object in the wall. And so then once it was removed, then the thing lifted. But yeah, you know, the praying, homes being blessed, you know, that was so much more of a tradition. At Christmas time, for instance, every home got blessed in the parish every year, you know, and in some of the countries, even like where I go to with Medjugorje or the Eastern European countries, they still keep those traditions going from 67 years ago. We've lost it all in America, not only the sacramentals, but then also the sacraments. So when we put these things back, it keeps the devil at bay. You know?
It does. Well, let's do this because time's the enemy. A lot of people want to get in some great stories. In Wisconsin, Raven is joining us. She is a pagan witch, and she's got a comment for you. Father Raven, first of all, thank you for listening. I'm delighted you called in.
Well, good afternoon. Peace be to everyone.
And you too.
And to you too, Raven. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm not really sure what to begin. I just happen to be channel surfing while I've been driving. And I guess, you know, I think it's a little bit sad in a way, without disrespecting anyone. The disrespect that comes from many different organized religions. The whole talk about Ouija boards and about the pentacle or the pentagram, you so are off base with a great deal of information that just is not true. And if places have, for instance, energy that is spirit energy or many other types of energy that is out there, okay, simply going to confession or receiving the sacraments through the Catholic Church is not going to solve those problems. It may help that person feel better, but that is not the end-all solution to a lot of things.
Raven, I would adamantly disagree with you on that point. There is nothing more powerful than confession and the Eucharist. That's my tentative belief. I know you and I share different beliefs. Father, you're a Catholic priest. Let's talk a little bit about this.
Yes, and the thing about, even, you know, I was remiss in, earlier when I speak about American Indian kind of symbolism. And it's not that they were necessarily dabbling with something evil per se, but because it's pagan, you know, that's a doorway or a portal for the evil one to get in. So when we talk about energy or we talk about this kind of thing, spirits with a small s, yeah, they're spirits. They're evil spirits. And there's only one Holy Spirit that trumps all of these things. It's the love of Jesus Christ and his church that is the mediator of these graces to overcome the works of the evil one, which often makes its headway through pagan rituals.
Mm-hmm. Raven, how'd you get involved in witchcraft?
Let me tell you something. First of all, I don't want to deviate from this, what I'm trying to address here. Are you trying to state to people and force people to believe that unless you are Catholic, that you're evil? For instance, the Native American Indians or anyone who is...
No. Raven, nobody believes that.
And I didn't say that. I said, but non-Christian rituals are doorways to evil influence.
All right.
There are people who... stronger belief in what I believe there is a supreme being out there, okay? And here's the thing. Most of us meet in the middle at some point. We do have a nucleus of where we do end up meeting, most of us, okay? And there are many, many different types of people who fit under the umbrella of paganism or pre-Christian belief, but that does not mean they are evil or that they bring in evil. That's awful for you to say.
Raven, thank you.
The bottom line is Jesus is the only Savior, and we're called to help people recognize that, acknowledge it, and follow it. That's the only truth.
Yeah. Well, Raven, I'm delighted you found the program. I hope you will set it to your radio. I think you're going to find what we talk about in the days ahead quite interesting and perhaps even enlightening. I'm going to be praying for you, and feel free to call back in again, but I only have a moment or two left. And Father Becker, I want to get one or two more calls in before we do. Joe in New Jersey was a police officer for over 30 years and had some strange encounters. Joseph, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Passaic, New Jersey, 33 years retired. There was a movie theater called the Central Theater. It was a big place. Used to have Glenn Miller, supposedly that's the last place he played before he died, Frank Sinatra. Anyway, the owner of the theater wanted us to, you know, monitor the place at night, keep track of tickets and all that. He said, whatever you do at 11 o'clock when you check the theater, make sure it's loaded, don't go upstairs. We said, well, why not? He says, meet me here at 11 o'clock and you'll see. We stood at the bottom of the stairs. And I don't know how else to describe it. The most god-awful screaming and moaning came out of that balcony. We said, okay, we'll go up there. Now, supposedly, there was a brewery there before there, and it had wells under it. and the mafia used to dump bodies in there.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I mean, I don't know how to explain
there
it.
There it is. Yeah, right. Yeah.
That makes sense. Right. Father, I'll give you thoughts on that, Joe. You know, I only have 2 moments left, so let me just put some perspective.
Yeah,
let me to respond to Joe, Father, and then I also want to pray for Raven, and I want you to close off with a final blessing, if you can.
Yes, and it doesn't have to be only, you know, from being dabbling with the occult. You know, serious sin in a particular location brings in that evil also. Like you mentioned earlier at the show, murder, obviously, if the mob is involved, or drugs, you know, these kinds of things, you know, sexual perversion, these things, demons begin to attach and hang around the place until it's exorcised, you know.
Yeah, that's really true. Would you, Father, in the final moment that I have here, extend a blessing to all of us? I want to pray, and I'd ask everyone listening to, please pray for Raven. All right. She wants a spirit of peace and engaged in, I think, some interesting dialogue. But I do want to pray for anyone who's involved in the occult, who's lost perhaps their way and is perhaps influenced by dark forces. So,
Good. Father, we ask your blessing on all of those in a particular way who've lost their way in knowing you, and whether it be the last couple generations, having been a Christian country for several centuries now, you know, in our Western civilization, which is Christian in its roots, the last 2,000 years. We pray for those who've wandered away, that they may come to appreciate the fullness of truth is in your holy name, and the peace that people desire comes from your grace. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Hey, thank you. Stay tuned. You will hear a fascinating story of a home that clearly was haunted. The way it ends, though, quite telling. Stay with me.